Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Chavdalad Amabez. We're holding on the top line of Chavdalad Amabez. So says the Gemara, Amar Mar, we had mentioned previously on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Over there, the Gemara brought a Braiso, which said many different halachas that apply to a behemoth. Rabbi Meir didn't allow a behemoth to be used for different things. And in that Braiso, we said, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amru, that they say over in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that Af Ein Kaisvin Olav Gitei Nashim. And if a person, like we said, for whatever reason, he wants to give his wife a get, and he wants to write the get on an animal, so Rabbi Yosi Aglili, they say over in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that you can't use a behemoth. A person can't use the behemoth to write a get. So says the Gemara, my time at Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What's the reason for Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Until now we explained different things that Rabbi Meir didn't allow a person to use a behemoth for. They were all within the halachis of mechitzas. And we explained that Rabbi Meir holds that a behemoth is not a mechitza, either because it can't be made by a person or because it's held up by ruach. It's not considered a mechitza. What would be the reason that it can't be used to write a get? Where do we find that there's a limitation on what material a person writes a get on? So that's the Gemara's kashi here. What's the reason for Rabbi Yosi Aglili that he says that besides the halachis of mechitza, an animal can't be used to write a get? So says the Gemara, the Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Sefer. The Pasuk says, with regards to Gerishin, it says, because of la Sefer Krisai. So it says Sefer. We learn now from Sefer, ainly ela Sefer. From just the word Sefer, I would have thought, it has to, get has to be written on a Sefer. Rashi says Sefer means cloth. I would have thought that from that which the Torah says the word Sefer, it means that a get has to be written dafka on cloth. Minayin la rabbi is called davar. How do we know that a person could write a get on anything? Could write it on a piece of paper, or a piece of plastic, whatever he wants. Tzlav dafka on a piece of cloth. Tamalay ma'ar v'kasavla. Because the Torah says the extra words, v'kasavla sefer krisais. The words v'kasavla are extra. So we darshan from v'kasavla, mikol malkim. He could write it however he'd like, on whatever he'd like. So imkeh ma'tamalay ma'ar sefer. So if he could really write a get on any material, so why is it that the Torah says sefer, which is mashma klaf? Why would the Torah sort of like kilu misguide us and give over the wrong mashma? He said that get has to be written on klaf. If really v'kasavla teaches us that a get could be written on any material, says the Gemara leimar lecha, because sefer is still coming to teach us that it has to be similar to a sefer. Mas sefer davar she'ein by ruachayim. Just like a sefer is something which doesn't have life, it's an inanimate object, veinu eichel, and it's not a food. So af kol davar she'ein by ruachayim veinu eichel. So to a get, it has to be written on something which is not alive. It can't be written on an animal, and it also veinu eichel can't be written on food. But the point is that it can't be written on an animal. So this is the makar for Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that he said that a get cannot be written on an animal. We learn it there from the word sefer. V'kasavla teaches us that a get can be written on any material, and sefer tells us to limit that drasha, only things similar to a sefer, but a get cannot be written on a behemoth. Says the Gemara of Rabbanon, those that seemingly are chaylik on Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This was a chiddush that they said over Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It's mashma from the Braisa that the Chachamim, the others, they are chaylik on Rabbi Yosi Aglili. They say it's mutter to write a get on the behemoth. So Rabbanon, what do they say back to this drasha? Rabbi Yosi Aglili seems to have a good drasha. It says safer. It has to be similar to a safer. So says the Gemara, no. The Rabbanon will say back that there's no drasha from here, from the word sefer, that it has to be on something similar to a sefer. E kasav b'sefer k'dekamre. If the Torah would have said v'kasav lo b'sefer, that would be the Torah describing what material to write to get on. V'kasav lo, what should you write it on? B'sefer, into a sefer. Hash the dichsiv sefer, but the Torah doesn't say v'kasavla b'sefer. It says v'kasavla sefer. He should write her a sefer. Know what it means? He should write her a sefer. It means the sfiras dvarim ba'alma. He should write her a book. He should write her in the get with sfiras dvarim ba'alma hu da'asa. This drasha, this part, this word of a sefer is coming to teach us that when he writes her the get, he has to write her the story. He has to write to her exactly what this get's going to do. For example, the get has to say in it, harei amuteres. kol adam, that through this get, you're going to become mutter to get remarried to whoever you'd like. It has to have a sipur, it has to have a story to it. That's what we do with the drush, with the word sefer. It doesn't say bis sefer, describing what he writes it on. He has to write her a sefer, he has to write her a book. L'sfiras davarim ba'almu da'asa. So that's what the Rabbanan do with the word sefer. V'Rabbanan hai v'kasav mai darshibe. We mentioned that there's also the extra words v'kasav lo. So now, being that the Rabbanan hold that sefer is not referring to klaf, sefer is referring to a story, so why do I need v'kasav lo to teach me that you could write a get on any material? Why would I think otherwise? Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, so being that the word sefer means klaf, so I would have thought dafka klaf. I need the Torah to say v'kasav lo that really a person could write a get on any material. But according to the Rabbanah now, that they say that sefer is not talking about klaf, sefer is talking about a story, it's talking about a book, so then what do they from v'kasav? What do I need v'kasav to teach me that you could write on any material for? There's no reason to think that it should be limited. So it says the Gemara v'rabban and hai v'kasav may darshi be. So what do they darshin from the extra words of v'kasav lo? Says the Gemara ahumi boilehu b'ksiva miskareshas ve'ena miskareshas b'kasav. V'kasav lo is coming to teach us that when a man divorces his wife, he has to divorce her with ksiva. It has to be with a shtar, with a get. He cannot use kasav to divorce his wife. He can't use money. Why would I think he could use money? Because salko da'ita chamina. I would have thought to say, ha'o v'iskish yitzia lahavaya, since we know from the pasuk of Yatsami Beisoy V'Holcha V'Hoysa Lishacher that there's a hekesh, there's a comparison between Gerushin and Kedushin, which we'll use in Maseches Kedushin, that there's a hekesh between Gerushin and Kedushin. So I would have thought to say, since Gerushin is compared to Kedushin, Mahavaya B'Kesef, just like Kedushin. Kedushin can be done with Kesef, as we'll learn in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin. So Afitzia B'Kesef, so I would have thought to say that Gerushin could also be accomplished through the means of money. Kamash Malon, that no, V'Kesef law, that he could only divorce her with Ksiva, with a get, with a shtar, he cannot divorce her using money. That's what the Rabbanan do with the words v'kasav lo. It's coming to teach us that a person, a man, cannot divorce his wife using money. Now, how would divorce through money, what would that have looked like? So Rashi explains that what it would mean is that the husband would give money to the wife, and he would say to her, take this money, and areyat migureshes bay, that you're divorced with this money. Now, really, you would think that maybe it should be the opposite. The man, when he gets married, he gives the money to his wife, and he's, so to speak, kind of her. Now, when he's getting divorced, so she's like being kindness atzma, she's acquiring herself back, so maybe you would think that she should give him the money. Like, that's how it works by an eved. If a person buys an eved, I'm not comparing a wife to an eved, I'm just saying, but that's the way it works. If he's kind of an eved, so he gives money. When the eved's kind of himself back, he gives money to the master. That's how the sale works. So you would think L'chaira over here also maybe something like it should work like that. The Maisa the Sfas Emes points out that he also points out that that's what you would have thought in Misvara. He says that L'maisa, you see from Rashi, not like that. He says the reason is because being that the Makar for Gerushin with Kesef, it would have been from the Yatzah V'Haisa would have been from this Hekesh of Kedushin to Gerushin, so the Hekesh has to be 100%. Since by Kedushin, the way it works is the husband gives the wife money, so by Gerushin also it has to be the exact same system. It has to be that the husband gives the wife money. That's how Gerushin V'Kesef would have looked had we had learned it from the Hekesh. L'maisa, it's not like that. L'maisa, we learn out from the Kasav law that he can only get divorced with a get and not with the money. But that's how Gerushin with Kesef would have looked, as it's Mefurish and Rashi over here. But then the problem is that's all good according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, we said, they have this extra word v'kasav lo to teach us this drasha. But according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, hai svara minale. How does he know this svara that a man cannot divorce his wife with kasav? Maybe a man could divorce his wife with kasav. You can't tell me that we learn out from v'kasav lo that he's only miskareshes b'ksiva, not with money, because Rabbi Yosi Aglili already uses v'kasav lo to teach us that he could get divorced with writing a get on any material. He used up v'kasav lo already to tell us that sefer is lav dafka, that it doesn't mean specifically klaf. He could get divorced using a get written on any material. So how does he know this halacha that a person cannot get divorced with money? So says the Gemara, Misefer Krisis Nafkale. He learns it out. Rashi explains from the smichus of the word Sefer to Krisis. It says he gives her because of La Sefer Krisis. He writes her a Sefer which separates them. So he learns out from there, he darshans from there, that it's Dafka Sefer Korsa, the end of her Acher Korsa. It's Dafka a Sefer, Dafka get a star that could create the separation, that could cut them apart, and not anything else. Only again, not money. Says the Gemara, V'idach, what is the Rabbanim, what do they darshan from this smichus of a Sefer Korsa? Because of a Sefer Krisis, what do they darshan from this smichus of the word Sefer Krisis? Says the Gemara, humi boile, meaning because they already learn out that you can't get divorced with money from that which it says V'kasavla. So what do they do with the Sefer Krisis? Humi boile, l'davar ha-kayres, b'nai l'beina. They learn out from Sefer Krisis that the get has to be kayres, it has to sever the ties between the husband and the wife completely. A get is only considered a valid get if it completely severs their ties, as the Gemara will explain in a moment. Kedetanya, like we learned in a braisa, hareza gite chamanash lei tishti yayin. If a man says, he gives his wife a get, and he says, this is a get, amenas that you don't drink wine, v'amenasho telechi lebeis avicha, and you don't go to your father's house, or you don't go to your father's house, in either case, he says that this is a get, amenas that you don't drink wine, or that you don't go to your father's house, la'aylam, forever. So he makes a forever tanai, a tanai that's gonna be chal, and it's gonna go on forever. You're never allowed to drink wine, you're never allowed to go to your father's house, either of these two cases, the halacha is that's not krisis, because being that for the rest of her life she's going to be bound to listening to this man's words, so that's not something that completely severs their ties, and therefore the whole get is completely not a good get. Even if she would keep the tanai, it doesn't matter, the get is not a valid get. We learn now from Sefer Krisis that the get has to be something which completely severs their ties. If it's something which will never sever their ties because she's going to be bound to it forever, so then the entire get is not valid. However, Kol Shleishim Yoim, if he says that the Tanai is valid for 30 days, you can't drink wine for the next 30 days, or you can't go to your father's house for the next 30 days, there's a time limit, so then Hareza Krisois, that is considered that it severs their ties, being that there will be a point in time where she won't be bound to it anymore, and then that would be Krisois, that would be considered a valid get. So there are abundant darshan from the smichos of Sefer Krisois, that a get has to be something which completely severs the ties between the husband and the wife. The idach, where does Rabbi Yosi Aglili know this halacha from? That a get has to be something which completely severs their ties? Says the Gemara, the idach mikareis krisais nafka. He learns it out from that which the Torah could have just said because of a sefer kareis. It didn't have to say the longer word of krisais. Why does it say krisais? Because it must be to teach us that we can learn out two drashas. First of all, from that which the Torah says sefer kareis, the smichus, and then also from the fact that the Torah use the longer word of krisis, we could learn out a second drasha that a get has to be something which completely cuts their ties. If it doesn't sever their ties, so then they're not divorced. V'idach, what did the Rabbanan do? What's the second drasha that they make from Sefer Krisis? Says the Gemara, kareis krisis loy darshi. They don't darshan anything, they don't hold that there's another drasha to make. Perhaps their normal word to use is krisis. You wouldn't say because of a Sefer kareis. And therefore they hold not to make two drashas, and that's going to be the machlaikis between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Rabbanan. Says the Mishnah Vayter now. If a person makes a sukkah amongst trees, he makes it between trees, and the trees are now acting as the walls of the sukkah, so the sukkah is kshera. Basically what comes out is now we've discussed a person making a sukkah on top of an animal, using an animal as the floor. We discussed a person making a sukkah using animals as the wall. We discussed a person making a sukkah on top of a tree, using the tree as the floor of the sukkah. Now we're finally up to the fourth case of a person using a tree as the walls of the sukkah. Says the Mishnah, if a person uses the tree as the walls of the sukkah, that's going to be fine. We mentioned previously, a person cannot use a tree as the floor of the sukkah. Well, he could, the sukkah would be kosher, but he won't be able to go into it on Yontif, because it's considered being Meshamish B'ilon, which is Isser D'Rabbanon on Shabbos and Yontif, to use a tree, but he could use a tree as the wall of the sukkah, that is Kshera, and from the stemus of the Mishnah, we see that it's even mutter to go into it even on Shabbos and Yontif. That's not called using the tree. The tree is just on the sukkah. So a person could use a tree as the wall of the sukkah, and that's 100% fine. Says the Gemara.
Amr of Acher bar Yaakov. Rav Acher bar Yaakov said the halacha that kol mechitza she'ena yechayla lamayin beruach mitzuya ain't a mechitza. A mechitza that can't withstand a wind, so that's not considered a mechitza. And we'll see soon the sheiches that this has to the din of our Mishnah. But that was the halacha of Rav Acher bar Yaakov. He said that a mechitza which is unable to withstand a normal wind, so then that's not considered a ruach mitzuya, the normal commonly found wind. If a mechitza cannot withstand a normal wind, so then it's not considered a mechitza. And as we'll see from the Gemara's kasha in a moment, that what Rav Acher bar Yaakov means to say, and the Rishonim point this out, is that it's not that the wall is going to fall down in the wind. Even if the wall just sways in the wind, if the wall moves in the wind, that's already considered that it's not a mechitza. Even if it doesn't fall to the ground, if the wall moves from the wind, that's already not considered a mechitza. And the Sfas Emes points out that perhaps the diak, the way Chazal knew it, that's what Rav Acher bar Yaakov meant to say, is because Rav Acher bar Yaakov doesn't say kol mechitza hanayfeles beruach metzuya ein mechitza. He doesn't say a mechitza that falls down from a normal wind, that's not considered a mechitza. He says she'ein yechayla lamayin, it can't stand, which means it can't stand still. A mechitza which can't stand still in a normal wind, that's not considered a mechitza. And it's very nageya. We'll discuss it more in the Araisa l'halacha sheet at the end of the week, that how this relates to canvas sukkahs, which don't stand in the wind. If you just have pure canvas as the walls of the sukkah, they'll sway a little bit. So we'll see what the shear is, 3 tefachim, even a little bit. That will be discussed at the end of the week. But this is the halacha of Rav Acher bar Yaakov, that a mechitza which can't stand still in the wind, so it's not considered a mechitza. Frek the Gemara, Tanan, but we learned in our Mishnah we just read, it says, ha'isa sukasai bein ha'ilanis, v'ha'ilanis tefanesla, a person makes a sukkah amongst the trees, he uses the trees as the walls of the sukkah, so the halacha is kshero, the sukkah is kosher. So what's the kasha? The kasha is v'haka azel v'asi. A tree sways in the wind, and we see it's still kosher. So you see already, this is where you see it from. You see from the Gemara's kasha that the Gemara did not understand Rav Acher bar Yaakov to mean that the wall is going to fall down. Even if the wall doesn't fall down, as long as it just sways, that's already considered that it's not a mechitza. So how could our Mishnah say that a person could use a tree as a wall, but the tree sways in the wind? Says the Gemara, no, here, we're talking about a tree that's old and hard and it doesn't sway in the wind. It's very stiff, and therefore, it doesn't sway in the wind. But there's the branches of the tree that those l'chayra do sway in the wind. So how is it a valid mechitza? So says the Gemara, the avid lay behutza v'dafna. No, he used palm branches to tie all the branches of the tree together so that the branches also don't sway. So therefore this wall is a complete hard wall that does not sway at all, and that's why it's a kasher mechitza. Well, frak the Gemara, ihachi, if he did all of this to the tree, and we're talking about such a tree that doesn't sway at all, so then ma'ilam emros, then what's the whole chiddush of the Mishnah that you could use a tree as the wall of the sukkah? Why would I think otherwise? Says the Gemara, Mahu detema. I could have thought to say, Nigzer dilma asilish tamushe be'ilan. That maybe we should be geyser, that you can't use a tree as the wall of the sukkah, because you might come to be mishtamish be'ilan, which we just pointed out before is also on Shabbos and Yontif, to use a tree. Gzera, you might come to pull off a branch. Kamash malon, that there's no such gzera, and a person's allowed to use a tree as the wall of the sukkah. That's good for the chiddush, that the tree is not a problem. Using a tree as a wall is not going to have a gzera atu a person being mishnamish be'ilon. That's the chiddush. But the wall itself is a completely fine wall. It's not a wall that sways at all in the wind. Says the Gemara, another kasha on Rav Acher bar Yaakov, Tashma, we learned in the Braisa, that Hayasham Ilan Aygeder Ay Mechitza Sakanim. So the Braisa is discussing again Pasi Birois, which we've mentioned many times already. It's that one day they made a din that for the Eilil Regalim, when they were going to be Eilil Regal, so they had different wells in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim when they were traveling up to Eretz Yisrael. And so they had these wells in the Rishus HaRabim. They wanted to give water to their animals. The problem is that the water was in the Rishus HaRabim. You couldn't get the water out of the well to give it to the behemoth. It's going from the well, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, out onto the street, which is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So they made a din that you could have 4 little double posts all around on each one of the 4 corners around the well. And like that, it was considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the typical system was to have four double posts. Says this Braisa, let's say, in one of the corners, let's say, instead of having a double post, you had an Elon, a Geder, you had a stone wall, a Mechitza Sakanim, you had reeds coming up from the ground. The main thing that we're going to focus on now is that it says an Elon, a tree, could work. That works as a double post, as long as even a tree. So you see, a tree could be considered a Mechitza. But I thought Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that anything which sways in the wind is not considered a mechitza. So says the Gemara here, once again, like we said before, Hasam Nami Mishum Da'avale Behutza V'dafna. There also in the Braisa, we're talking about a tree that a person tied it up in a way that it doesn't sway in the wind. But really, a wall which sways in the wind is going to be puzzled as a mechitza, like Rav Acha bar Yaakov said.